Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The
hello.
Beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boats. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgerlicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And
hello.
If you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. Pablo kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, it's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, it's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got, I'm burgerlicious. Taste it, taste it.
Burgerlicious dip, burgerlicious dip, burgerlicious dip. Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can't no other lady put it down like me. I'm burgerlicious,
so delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, it's so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, it's so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm burgerlicious.
Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
Baby, 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 baby. If you really want baby, honey, get some precious. Maybe then you'll get a taste.
I'm a taste, taste it. I'll be laced with lace. It's so tasty, taste it. It'll make you crazy.
G to the A to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the A to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. D to the E to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S to the D to the E to the
hit it, Fergie.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around. Always looking at me, up and down, looking at me. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it. But I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious,
so delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses, that puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Three, two,
my body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Ooh-wee.
I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
It's
so delicious.
Astros in the house, I see.
Welcome, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, and again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, I want to apologize for the last couple of days. I haven't been on the show, but my daughter's into volleyball now, and I'm going and handling going to see her play volleyball. And she had a game on yesterday and a game on the day before, and that's where I was, right? Well, she had a game on yesterday. The day before, I was doing some personal things. So, anyway, that's where I've been over the last couple of days. But I'm here with you today. I'm going to be here with you tomorrow, and we're going to rock and roll, right? So, again, I apologize for the last couple of days, but I do see that there are still loyal listeners to the show. And thank you guys for tuning in. Now, I see there are some my fellow high school classmate on the show, and I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show, and thank you. All right, and again, we're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am he, Frank Williams. So before I get into the show, well, let's do this. I'm going to go ahead and get into the show right now. I'm not going to do any extracurricular stuff. I'm going to just go ahead and dive right in to this. Today's show is entitled Jared of Subway. We have plenty of footlongs in prison. And you know, the reason I'm saying that is because I'm just disgusted by this guy. I talked a while back about him and how he had been was being investigated by the federal by the feds, okay, the FBI. And the reason he was being investigated was because president of his nonprofit foundation was caught with, tons of child pornography. Okay. And then what happened was he was sending the pornography to Jared. And you all know who Jared is. He's this the face of Subway over the last 10 or 12 years or however long he's been with Subway. And he's been their ad pitch man, right, over the past several years. Now, Jared, I found out, had a net worth of upwards of $15 million, okay? This guy had everything going for him, the world in his hands. And he decides, I guess he's been doing this for a long time. He decides to accept child pornography from his his friend, the guy that was running his nonprofit organization. So that was the link that the feds had with him and child pornography. So then after they catch the guy from his nonprofit foundation, they go to his house, Jerry's house, and raid his house, take all his computers and all this stuff into custody, and they found the same thing, child pornography. Now, then there was a young lady who got involved with the feds and said that she would wear a wire, okay, and she would record conversations with Jared because she was a Subway franchisee, and she had some dealings with Jared where he to her about, you know, doing sexual acts with minors. I'm talking about 16 and 17 year olds. Okay. Paying them $100 to have sex with them. Okay. And she was recording these through a wire that she was wearing for the FBI. Okay. So then now we hear today that, or yesterday, I guess, that he pled guilty to these charges. Okay. And I have the article. I want to read a little bit to you guys the article. And this is from ABC News. Okay. So you can go and look at it yourself. ABC30.com. Okay. News and, you know, Jared Fogle. This guy's name is Jared Fogle. So the former Subway spokesman Jared Fogle faces a possible 5 to 12 years in federal prison after agreeing to plead guilty to Justice Department charges that he paid for sex with minors and received child pornography. Fogle, 37, is prepared to serve the time, his attorney Jeremy Margulis told reporters outside the Indianapolis courtroom where Fogle made his first court appearance today. He understands that he requires significant psychiatric medical treatment and counseling. And I'm going to stop it right there. And this guy doesn't require any psychiatric and medical treatment. You know, they're trying to throw this out there for sympathy. Right. And now he's adding that he is prepared to pay the victims restitution and do what it takes to once again become a productive member of society. Okay, once he goes to jail, comes out of jail, he shouldn't be able to get a job, right? He's going to be a convicted felon. And so he shouldn't be able to get a job, just like if you or me, you or I go into prison as a commit a felony, it's on our records. Now we can't go out there and get a job, okay, because you are a convicted felon. Most people do not hire convicted felons. We'll see what happens to this guy when he comes out of prison. I mean, who knows where we'll be in 5 to 12 years, but that's the deal. So with the plea agreement, which judge has to approve, Fogle must spend at least five years in prison and 5 years of supervisory release. But the final sentence would be up to the judge, federal authorities said today. Fogle, with another attorney, arrived at the court. I'm going to skip past this. It says, between 2010 and February 2013, Fogle traveled to New York City to engage in commercial sexual acts with minors under the age of 18 years, including two other unnamed victims, according to an affidavit filed with the court by an assistant U.S. attorney. When Fogle was a guest at the Plaza Hotel on November 3rd, 2012, he engaged in sexual acts in exchange for money with a minor girl who was 17. The next day, he texted her to ask whether she could find him another underage girl for commercial sex, allegedly saying he would accept a 16-year-old girl while stating that the younger the girl, the better. Okay. Fogel also sent text messages to escorts, soliciting them to provide him with access to minors as young as 14 or 15 years for sex. Okay. Now, this, you know, this guy is sick. It also goes on to say the affidavit calls Russell Taylor, the former executive director of Fogel's charity devoted to children's health, the Jarrett Foundation, a co-conspirator. The same court says on multiple occasions between March 2011 and April 2015, Fogel received from Taylor images and videos of nude or partially clothed minors engaging in sexually explicit conduct, and that Fogel knew they were minors under 18, including minors as young as approximately 13 to 14 years old. Authorities served a search warrant. Okay, so now it says that there are 14 victims, four of whom are now adults, the FBI said today, adding that the plea agreement provides $1.4 million in restitution to the victims, or $100,000 each. The victims did not know they were being secretly filmed by hidden cameras concealed in clock radios while they changed clothes, bathed, or during other activities in Taylor's current and former residences. Subway suspended his relationship with Fogel after authorities raided his home in early July. He first appeared in Subway ads in 2000 after gaining national fame for losing weight by eating the chain's sandwiches. Okay, so pretty much in a nutshell, they're gonna lock this guy up, okay, for at least 5 years, and he's got to pay $1.4 million in restitution, $100,000 to each person he made a victim. Now, I really don't understand why would a guy like this, okay, he's married with two kids, he goes all the way to New York for it. He lives in Indiana. He goes all the way to New York for sex with minors. I don't understand going to New York. I don't understand sex with minors. And what's the deal with his wife? I mean, you know, I don't understand some guys when they have to. What's the deal with having sex or watching minors do sexual acts? What's up with that? I mean, what's up with him messing with a minor girl, a 16, 14-year-old? I mean, is he not? What's wrong there? I don't know. I'm just grabbing at straws here. I'm just giving you guys my opinion of what he may be thinking. And for me, how could, you know, when you got grown women who are 20, at least 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, that would, you know, have no problem with him paying them for sex. They are, you know, they're millions of escorts. They're all over the place. They've been over all over the place for hundreds of years. And there are plenty of them that are out here accepting money for sex. So he's got money and he's got himself All he needs is a woman. And there are plenty of them out here that are looking for his money and have the sex to give him. Okay? So why is he going for minors? I mean, is he lacking in somewhere? You know, is he lacking in a in some area that where he needs a 13, a 14-year-old, a 16-year-old, 15-year-old? I don't understand it. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And you guys can call me and give me your opinion. But when you start to get into the minors, I mean these young kids, I mean you need to be under the jail, okay? Because if I found out that someone had taken my little girl, my 13, my 14-year-old, a grown man, having sex with her, man, you're gonna die a horrible, horrible death if I find out. Okay? And now it's, you know, it's a totally different story when there's a 14-year-old girl and a 14-year-old boy being together, 15-year-old and a 15-year-old, 15-year-old and a 16-year-old, whatever. That's a totally different story. But when you got a grown man who's after these little young girls, that's a problem. And you know what? When he gets in prison, he's gonna be able to have all the footlongs that he wants, right? They're gonna be waiting for him. I guarantee you. And they're gonna know when he's going to show up and everything. These guys in prison, they know this information. They know when they got new meat coming into their prison. And, you know, and that's what they're after. You know, they could care less about these old guys that they've been dealing with all these years. They got new meat coming into prison. They're waiting for them. I guarantee you. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call me and give me your opinion about Jared. Now, again, he pleaded guilty. You know, and the only thing that I kind of not really sympathize with him about, but I agree with him on, is going ahead and pleading guilty. Go ahead and take your punishment like a man and move on, or try to move on. And I say this all the time to people. Once the feds come in and start to look at you, investigate you or whatever, you're in trouble. Because they don't come in unless they have something. And if you know, when they come in, you may as well lay it down and say, okay, I'm guilty. Because America is the most forgiving country in the world. So if you come forward or come clean and say, yeah, it was me, I did it, I'm sorry, I'm sick, I need help, whatever. Okay, people start to feel sympathy for you and they'll forgive you for it. I mean, y'all remember, I don't know, the evangelist, I think his name, Jimmy Swaggart, you know, he got on his show on TV and he had been been caught with, I think, male prostitutes or something. And he got on his show and was crying and everything, holding his Bible in his hand and saying, I have sinned. Please forgive me. Yeah, okay, so he's still going. This guy still have he lost a lot of his following, but he's steady building his empire back. I mean, he still has it. He's still on. He's back on TV now, and he's going again. Okay, so I always tell people, once they find out what you're doing and you're doing wrong, you better go ahead and lay down and accept what's happening. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, I want to do this. I don't want to talk about Jared anymore. I'm sick of him. He's going to get his, right? He's going to get his day in the sun. He's going to get his, what he deserves when he go to prison and all this. That's going to happen. Okay. So I'm not going to talk about Jared anymore unless something new pops up about him. But I will say this, $1.4 million is not much to a guy who's worth $15 million. Okay, $100,000 to each of these kids is not enough money to me. I think somebody like Michael Jackson when they were trying to get him. They wanted to rip this guy's heart out. They wanted to rip Michael Jackson's heart out. They wanted to take him for everything he had. And I think that should be the same thing with Jared. I think they should take him for everything he's got. And his wife is now, she's divorcing him. She filed for a divorce, which would be no problem. She's going to get everything. She's gonna clean his clock. Okay? So, I'd say right now that he's worthless. He's worthless. And he's going to jail. He's thrown his life away. Okay. Had the world in his hands. And now he's dropped it. Dropped the world. And he's going to jail for a long time. Possibly 12 years. I mean, 12 years. He's 37 years old. He go to jail for 12 years. He'll be, 49 when he gets out of prison. He'll be close to 50 years old when he gets out of prison, which is not old at all. But to spend 12 years of your life in prison, man, you're going to be way, way behind time. Now, what I was saying I want to do, because I'm starting to have a table of all this music. And I'm in the process of putting it all on my show. Okay. Putting a lot of different songs on my show. All right. And what I'm going to start doing is, and I'll tell you guys this, I'm going to start to have a show like today. Today is Thursday. And if a lot of you guys on Facebook, they do a Throwback Thursday where people put old pictures and stuff like that out there on Facebook for you guys to see. Now, I'm not going to put any old pictures out there of me, but I am going to do like a Throwback Thursday. So on Thursday, maybe once a week. I don't know if I'll do it every Thursday, maybe. But I'm going to do a Throwback Thursday where I play music most of the show. And the music that I'm going to play is going to be some throwback music from some of my days, maybe from some of you guys who are close to my age or maybe a little bit older than me. We're going to do some stuff. Okay. And we're going to call it Throwback Thursday. And here's a taste of it right now. My goodness, I'm gonna turn it out. I'm telling you, I'm gonna turn it out. I'm gonna do this. Like I said, I think I'm gonna run every Thursday. Every Thursday, I'm gonna do old school throwback Thursday, where I just play hit after hit after hit, back to back to back, and we're gonna get down with it. And I've got so much stuff. I mean, I got hundreds and hundreds of songs, and I'm gonna put them on my show, and I'm just gonna run from on Throwback Thursday, and you guys can listen and hear, and just jam with me on Thursday. Now, remember, tomorrow is Free Fall Friday. You guys join me right here, 6:30 p.m. on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I'll see you tomorrow, 6:30 p.m. right here. Same time, same place. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out.
Own it.